This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Do you love music? Then you need to visit Shearer's Music Works.
From aspiring guitarist to touring pianist, Shearer's caters to musicians of all chords. In store, you'll find an amazing range of instruments and print music, and if your instrument needs a tune-up, they have on-site repair and servicing. Shearer's Music Works on Anglesey Street, Hamilton. Your total music store.
Proud sponsor of the Back Porch Bluegrass Show on Free FM.
Welcome to another edition of Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenwith, and have a different sort of show lined up for you today, as well as some bluegrass music, as per usual at the start of it. We've got an interview with Dr. Des Walsh of the Irish band Whistle, and I'm talking to him via telephone. He's in Dublin, and I am in Hamilton here. It's a foggy, cold morning in Hamilton, and I think it's midsummer over in Dublin, but we'll find out when we're talking to Des. So we're going to have a little bit of music right at the start of the show that I think you're going to enjoy, and then we'll get into the interview, and you'll be able to hear a little bit about bluegrass music in Ireland, which is where I was just only a few weeks ago, and I absolutely loved being there. But let's hear right now from one of my favourite bands. That's High Fidelity. This is from the Hills and Home album. And we're starting off with a gospel song. That's a little bit different for us, but it really kicks along. And it's one called My Saviour's Train. Jeremy Stevens on guitar. Karina Rose Logston on fiddle and vocals, they all sing. Kurt Stevenson on banjo, Daniel Armick on mandolin, and Vicky Vaughan on the upright bass. And I just love their bluegrass sound and their approach to the music.
I've been forgiven, I've been on my journey home. I'm riding on
my Savior's train, my Savior's train.
Jesus gives me transportation, I go home with him to reign.
I'm riding on my Savior's train.
I'm riding on
my Savior's train.
I'm homeward bound, where I'll be crowned. When my train arrives in heaven, there with Christ I'll ever reign. I'm riding
on my Savior's train.
sinful pleasure and engage in song and prayer.
Since Jesus came and paid my fare,
now I'm safe to riding homeward, for with Christ will ever reign. I'm riding all in on my Savior's train. Train arrives in heaven, may with Christ will ever reign. I'm riding all in on my Savior's train. Christ will not refuse a ticket, who will leave all sin and shame.
Save one ride,
my Savior's train. If you cannot ride this train, you are the one to blame. I'm riding all in on my Savior's train.
I'm riding on
my Savior's train.
I'm homeward bound.
I'll be crowned. When my train arrives in heaven, may with Christ will ever reign. I'm riding all in on my Savior's train.
Oh, that's a great way to start off the program, isn't it? They have a wonderful feel. I really do enjoy their band sound. Now, here's a bluegrass sound, just as appropriate, but quite different. This is from the band Blue Highway, from the album Through the Window of a Train. The song is called Sycamore Hollow, and it's a story set in Civil War days about a young man who has his love and marries her, and she's taken away from him by a man out of the army, and then he chases after him and gets her back. And it's a great story written by Sean Lane, and Sean, I guess, is singing it. Fine band is Blue Highway. We've had them on the show quite a bit. I'll just make sure I get the names right when I tell you who's doing what on this one. Rob Ikes is playing dobro. Sean Lane is either playing guitar or mandolin. You never know. Tim Stafford is playing the rhythm guitar. Jason is playing the mandolin on this one. So the Sean and Jason have swapped, and Rob is playing the slide guitar. Wayne Taylor on bass, I think. And here's the song, Sycamore Hollow. Listen up to the words if you can.
Sycamore Holler, I went down in my best of dress to take her from her father. With hair down to her waist the color of strawberries, down by the Forked Stream, by nightfall we would marry. I sure loved the farmer's daughter back in Sycamore Holler. Hands high, he rode in Sherman's army to Atlanta town against her will. They took my woman from me. Well, I grabbed my knife and both of my guns, and the loud voice I did call her. On the lightning horse, I swore once more as I left Sycamore Holler, I will bring the farmer's daughter back to Sycamore Holler. Thank you. was down by the river's edge to see the campfire flicker. Four dead men lay behind as I leave that campsite with her. Now our children play in the fork and stream out in Sycamore Holler. A boy like me, a girl like her, will always be together. I sure love the farmer's daughter back in Sycamore Holler.
Highway with Sycamore Hollow, or Sycamore Holler, as they sing there in the words of it. I saw Blue Highway play in 2008 at Grass Valley Festival, and I almost couldn't believe how good a bluegrass band could be. And they were just wonderful, and I really did enjoy it. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenrith, and I'm enthusiastic about bluegrass music. As you can hear, this show comes to you from Free FM 89.0, independent community media in Hamilton, New Zealand, and that's where I've been based most of my life, apart from a few years living in Australia and playing music over there. And I like bluegrass music, and I thoroughly enjoy all aspects of it, and have done for the last 60 years. And the music that I play to you is from my collection, and that explains why it's such an odd selection at times, but they're just bands that I've accumulated over the years. Anyway, we're sponsored by Shearer's Music Works, and if there's anything that you need to do with music, just go to Shearer's Music Works in Hamilton. They're a great big shop. They've got lots of guitars and banjos and ukuleles and drum sets and keyboards and paper music that you can work from, song books, and lots of good advice. All the accessories you could need. Go and see the folks from Shearer's. They'd be delighted to see you, especially if they knew that you heard about them on Back Porch Bluegrass. And be good to help them out instead of buying stuff online. Just go and see the experts, and they will sort you out. Well, right now, I think I'll see if I can find Dr. Des Walsh, and we'll talk about whistle. Well, I'm Paul Trenrith, and I'm talking with Dr. Des Walsh for Back Porch Bluegrass on Free FM 89.0. Des is of the bluegrass band Whistle, which is Dublin, Ireland-based, and I got to meet him just about 5 weeks ago. Welcome to the show, Des.
Thanks, Paul. Great to hear you again.
I can't
believe it's 5 weeks already.
it's a winter's morning here, and it's foggy and fairly cold.
Yeah, well, it's supposed to be a nice summer's evening here in Cavan, but it's bright, but it's cold as well. It's been a very cold July.
When we were in the UK and Ireland, we were amazed at how long the evenings went on for, and it was a bit of a treat, really, but it must be tough for people with young kids trying to put them down to bed. Yeah. And that sort of thing.
Absolutely, yeah, that's great. I do like the long evenings, I have to say. I really do like the long evenings myself. You know, it's a great time of the year. Sitting out in the garden till 10:30, 11 p.m. and still be bright, you know.
Yeah, everyone loves daylight saving here too, and it's always a little bit of a wrench when it goes back to regular time.
Yeah.
Well, as I was saying in my introduction, it was probably about 5 weeks ago that I got to meet you guys playing at Briody's Bar in Dublin, and that was a real treat. We just loved it.
Thanks. I'm glad to hear it. Yeah.
Yeah. Now, so what I've got to do, you sent me, it was a year or so ago, a CD with four tracks on it, some that you'd written yourself, and I was interested in the band from Dublin, of course, but when I found out I was coming here, it was great to make contact, and you're a bit like our band. We were out on a limb here in New Zealand and sort of away from the usual bluegrass situation, and we had to invent it ourselves, and you're very much the same sort of thing. So I'd like to ask you some questions about why you play bluegrass, and so tell me about Whistle, who's in it, and how long have you been going, Des?
Okay, well, Whistle has been going in the current format with the people we have at the moment. We've been about 10 years together. We know each other quite well at this point.
Yes, yes.
So you have myself. I play guitar and sing and write some of the songs.
Yes.
And then we have Jerome Corby. I've been playing with a long time, nearly 20 years in different formats and bands and what have you, so I know Jerome quite well, and he does the mandolin and he plays guitar as well sometimes, and he plays harmonica.
Yes.
And he does all the vocal arranging, you know, he's good at the vocal end of things.
Yeah.
And then we have Carl Lombard on banjo and singing as well.
Yes.
And Carl's a great songwriter too, he's a great man for lyrics. And then we have Andy Slowey on bass.
Yes.
And Enid Conaghan is our fiddle player.
Yes.
He's a professional musician, you know, full-time musician, as is Andy, the bass player. They're both full-time musicians.
Yes.
And then we have Brian McGuinness on the percussion.
Yes.
And he's one of these people who can play anything. He's a fantastic guitar player, and he can play clarinet, saxophone and piano, you name it.
He's one of those people, is he? Yes.
One of those people, yeah.
In the jam session that we had, I was playing Carl's banjo, Carl was playing guitar, I think Brian was playing guitar as well, and people sort of swapped around. Yeah. It was good fun. Apart from you and Jerome, who've been sort of, as you said, friends for a long time, were you friends that started playing together, or did you actively look for a banjo player and a fiddle player and bass player?
No, what happened originally, I met Jerome through our kids went to the same school, you know.
Yeah.
So, and I was offering guitar lessons for adults, starter guitar lessons, and he signed up for them. And I think he already knew how to play guitar, but he just wanted somebody to play with. So we ended up playing together for a few years down at the local pub. We used to go down every week and play a few tunes of a Sunday night, you know.
Yes.
And we slowly but surely picked up people along the way, and we had kind of what you might call a pub covers band or wedding-type band going at one stage.
Right.
You know, just doing standards.
Yes.
Pop covers or rock covers, you know. And then in around 2000, I think it was around 2011 or so, the band kind of split up and it was left with myself, Jerome and Carl.
Yeah.
And we were thinking, well, what we do? We didn't really want to go down the pub cover things. We thought, well, we all kind of love this American roots, country music and, you know, bluegrass, all that kind of Americana-style music. So we started... thought, well, maybe that's what we do, you know. I think it was a shared love with John Pine and people like that really got us
thinking
that way, you know.
Yeah. I would suspect that there's probably more, as you describe it, Americana-type bands than there are bluegrass bands in existence, because just about every band I know, they play music other than bluegrass, and it gets mixed into the repertoire, and choice of tunes varies immensely, and I think that's a bit the same with you guys too.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, we, you know, it's hard in some ways to describe ourselves as a bluegrass band, because we will play anything at all, really, you know.
Yeah.
You know, even up as far as rock songs and blues songs and. But we do. We just have this love of bluegrass and the American, more rootsy end of things, you know.
Yeah.
And that comes across, I think, when we're playing.
Yeah.
That would be the bulk of our gigs, you know.
So, yeah, I was just going to say, what sort of gigs do you play at? I know you've just told me recently about a real big deal one you did, but what's the usual sort of gig that your band would play at?
Well, for most of the year, what we tend to do is to book a venue ourselves and sell tickets and get people in.
Wow.
That seems to be the way that's working best for us at the moment, because I don't know if it's the same in New Zealand, but trying to get venues to put on bands, especially a six-piece band, they're not that keen on it, you know.
Yes.
They'd rather have one guy in playing, you know, like a DJ kind of setup,
yeah,
stuck in a corner, and that leaves them more room in their venue for people sitting or eating or whatever it is. So
yeah,
it can be quite hard to get gigs for a six-piece band over here, so we tend to just run them ourselves.
That's a great idea.
You know, it means we have control of, you know, we will sell the tickets online and,
yes,
you know, control the door and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
And that's good. So places like the place you were in, like Priorities, are great because they'll give you the room upstairs pretty much free. You know, there's a lot of venues that have a room upstairs that's underutilized.
Yeah. Yes, yeah, so, that was a great little room we were in, yeah.
Yeah, it's perfect, yeah.
Yeah.
That room upstairs, actually, Jerome and Carl know each other because they've been in a drama group for a long, long time, and that's where they do a lot of their rehearsing and even putting on shows up in that room. So,
oh, okay.
So that's how we knew about that one.
Mm. So,
but we also then in the summer then we get a good few festivals,
yeah,
around the country, you know.
Yeah.
And they're always great, you know.
Do you have folk festivals or bluegrass festivals in Ireland?
There's not many bluegrass festivals, to be honest with you. There's three main ones. There's one in Westport in County Mayo, which I think was in June, early June. And then there's one in Omagh in Northern Ireland. And then there's one down in Dunmore East in,
yeah,
Waterford. In the south of Ireland. So the last few years we've been playing Dunmore East. We haven't managed to get into the other two as yet.
Yeah.
Maybe we're not quite pure bluegrassy enough for them. I don't know, but so far we've been unsuccessful. But we'll crack that one.
Okay, yeah. You've got quite a repertoire with the, you did about an hour's set at the concert that my sister Alison and I came to, and the music came from all over the place. When you're working out a set, who do you choose the songs beforehand, or does someone just say, let's do that one and get on with it?
No, we usually have a set written out and shared amongst everybody, so everybody knows what's coming up. And,
yeah,
you know, people might suggest, oh, let's do this one earlier in the set, or let's do that one later, or...
Yeah, yeah.
You know, we have a kind of a working repertoire of maybe 50 or 60 songs that we cycle through.
Yes.
But then we probably have twice that again, the songs that we haven't played for a while, you know. As we learn or write new songs, something has to get bumped off the list, so...
Oh, that...
So we've quite a number of songs we can pick from...
Yes, yes, yeah. Hamilton County Bluegrass Band was exactly the same. We had that was a great way to describe it, a working repertoire and then a sort of backlist, and someone to say, let's do that one. That one, have we ever done that before?
Yeah.
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 Yeah,
I mean, quite often somebody will say, hey, why don't we do this song anymore? What happened to this one? Why did that drop off the list? But something has to give. If you get a new one in, something has to go out, so...
Yeah.
But we do go back and dig up some of the old ones and dust them off and give them another run out, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Tell us about the good gig that you just had. That was a real big deal that you told me about.
Yeah, yeah. We were invited to come and play for the President of Ireland in his home. This is called the Áras an Uachtaráin, which is in the Phoenix Park in Dublin.
Yeah.
And the President is possibly the only popular politician in Ireland. One of those people that everybody loves. A very, very learned man and a great supporter of the arts and, you know, music and the Irish language and that sort of stuff.
Great.
So we were absolutely thrilled to get the chance to do it.
Yes.
He was having a garden party. He has a series of garden parties actually all across the summer in his home.
Yeah.
And he invites different groups of people in.
Yes.
You know, and basically feeds them and gives them drink and entertains them for the day and sends them out their way, you know. So we were asked to come along, and our brief was to get people up dancing.
Yeah.
There were two kind of singer-songwriter guys on before us.
Right.
Will Troy and Declan O'Rourke, both.
Yeah.
Great singer-songwriters, but quiet kind of stuff. So our job was to get people up out of their seats and dancing. Yeah.
Fantastic.
Which we did, which was great.
I'm sure you do. You guys play with a lot of energy and like all the singing, you know, had a great... I always think of bluegrass music as having an energy, you know, both in the playing and in the singing, and it's a strong expression, even in softer songs. You do it, and you guys do that really well. Yeah,
it's one of the great things about the bluegrass music. It doesn't matter what the subject matter of the song is; it feels like a happy song, and you want to tap your feet and get up and dance and smile, even if they are singing about losing their love or. Yeah. Going to prison or whatever it is, you know.
Yes.
It's just, as you say, it's got a great energy, great vibe. And if you ask somebody, do they like bluegrass music, they'd probably say no.
Yeah.
But if you sit them out and have a bluegrass gig, they'll absolutely love it, you know.
I think universal experience. Lots of people that say, no, I'm not interested in bluegrass music. Then they see the band play and they say, but that was really great.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
I think it's time we played a song off your album, OOTV, and I've got it here, and I may not play it right now. I'll insert it later, but would you like to pick a track?
Well, let's go with Erie Canal, maybe. I like that one. It's got a nice vibe to it.
I got a mule and her name is Sal. 15 miles on the Erie Canal. She's a good old worker and a good old pal. 15 miles on the Erie Canal. We hold some barges in our day, filled with lumber, coal and hay. We knew every step of the way, from Albany down to Buffalo. Low bridge, everybody down. Low bridge, 'cause we're coming to a town. You'll always know your neighbor, you'll always know your pal, if you've ever navigated on the Erie Canal. Well, we better look around for a job, old gal. 15 miles on the Erie Canal. You can bet your life I'll never part from Sal. 15 miles on the Erie Canal. Get up, move, here comes a lark. We'll be back home by 6 o'clock. One more trip and then we'll go right back home to Buffalo. Low bridge, everybody down. Low bridge, 'cause we're coming to a town. And you'll always know your neighbor and you'll always know your pal, if you've ever navigated on the Erie Canal. If I lost my pal, 15 miles on the Erie Canal. You'll never find a mule good as my girl Sal. 15 miles on the Erie Canal. A friend of mine once got her sore. Now he's got a broken jaw, 'cause she let fly with an iron toe and kicked him home to Buffalo. Low bridge, everybody down. Low bridge, Erie Canal. Navigated on the Erie Canal. Low bridge, everybody down. Low bridge calls, we're coming to a town. And you'll always know your neighbor and you'll always know your pal. If you've ever navigated on the Erie Canal. If you've ever navigated on the Erie Canal. If you've ever navigated on the Erie Canal.
Okay, so we've just played that. I notice on the album that it's very much a family affair, that the photograph was taken by Alan Lombard, which must be Carl's brother or son.
It's his
or
brother,
son.
Yeah. It's his brother, yeah.
And the artwork was done by Roisin?
Roisin. Oh, my daughter, Roisin.
That's your daughter, yeah. How do you say it, yeah. Roisin?
Roisin.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. I'm not sure. The thing that struck us in Ireland, which I don't think I expected, is all the place names and many of the signs are in Irish. And and you look twice and think, I got no idea where I am. And then you see the English word written down further down the sign. And it took me a while to get used to that. We're doing the same thing in New Zealand, that many of the signs are adding a bit more Maori to the language, you know. And lots of the places are only using the Maori name anyway. But so often they get both of them. Right. And you just have to look to the right part of the sign to.
Yeah. I see when you've grown up with their language, it's, you know, it's easy. You don't even think about it, you know.
Yeah, that, I guess so. So do you use English when it's appropriate, and do you call it Irish or Gaelic or
Irish? Yeah, we call it Irish or Gaelic. Yeah, we're mainly English speaking, but like I would have a good bit of Irish. I'd have no problem talking to somebody in Irish, and I always finish off the gigs with a bit of Irish thanking people.
I'm sure I heard people talking in Irish. I know sometimes I struggled with the accent when they were talking English, but I'm absolutely sure they were speaking in Irish to each other, you know, in cafes and things. Yeah.
Did you go to the Aran Islands when you were in Galway? If you went to the Aran Islands, you would definitely have heard a lot of Irish being spoken. Sorry.
I've got a whole list of questions here, as you know, and I'm sort of working down. Something that always interests me in a part-time band, and most of us are part-time to a fair level, what sort of interests do you have outside of music? To me, that always influences the whys and the wherefores of you playing music. That's why I asked that question. What are your jobs or what are your main interests? Are you able, like, for yourself, tell us about your work what you like doing?
Yeah, well, I worked in research and food research as a scientist for many years.
Yes.
Well, pretty much I've been working in laboratories since I left school in 1981. So I've been a scientist for a long, long time. And I just retired, actually, this year. Just retired in January. Looking forward to my next big love after that is my garden. I moved out of Dublin about 7 years ago up to Cavan. Okay. The garden that I inherited hadn't been touched for, I'd say, 25 to 30 years. So.
Oh, well.
I'm slowly but surely bringing it back to life and getting it looking good.
Oh, that's great. Well, I'm certainly not a gardener. My sister Alison is a gardener, but I didn't get the gardening gene.
It's great to be outside, just on your own and just tipping away at something in the garden and running things over in your head. You could be thinking of a song or writing lyrics or just thinking about somebody you've listened to recently and what they're doing and what have you. So, great. It's good for the soul, I think, you know.
I think so. When you're writing songs, do the songs just come to you, or do you sit down with the intention of writing a song, or do you sort of mull over something in your head for a week or so and then think that should be a song and get stuck into it?
Yeah. Well, in my case, I don't really sit down to write a song. I have tried it on occasion, but it never really works.
You know.
What happens is that I'll be sitting with a guitar in my hand or something and strumming away or picking away, and something comes to my head and I think, oh, that's nice. So I'll record it on the phone or I'll write it down, and then I'll mess around with it for a week or two, and slowly but surely it's either going to be a song or it's gone.
Yes.
It's not going to be, you know. So, I mean, some songs that I've written, like, it could be 10 years before I actually finish it and go, yeah, that's what I wanted to do with that one. Yeah, you know, so, and others, you'll have them written and chords and lyrics and everything and the melody done and sent off to the guys in the band within a couple of hours, you know.
Yeah.
Say, what do you think of this, lads? And they'll, you know, they're good critics. That's rubbish, sure, that's great, let's do it, you know.
I've got a song folder. It hasn't been opened very much in recent years, but some of the songs go on to become part of the repertoire, and some of the songs just never get out of the folder. I write three verses and a chorus, and it just never gets included in the music, you know. It never gets any further than just being written on a piece of paper, and I guess that happens to everybody.
That sounds very familiar. I have a lot of stuff written down that hasn't seen the light of day, probably never will.
But
you never know, you could go back to it and think, oh, I'll use those lyrics for something else. I've often done that, you know.
Yes
Stolen lyrics from one song and added it to another.
Do you listen to other performers and what they're doing musically? You know, do you have wide interests? I'd have to say I don't have wide interests, but I do listen to other people. Do you sort of go out to other people's concerts and sit there and enjoy them?
I haven't gone to too many concerts in the last couple of years, but I'm a big listener to records and CDs, so my taste is wide and varying, anywhere from Swedish death metal to pure bluegrass, you know, anything at all. So, I'm always listening to something, you know. And all of those different things have, you know, influence you and give you ideas and what have you, you know. But so I could be listening to bluegrass today and then listen to a blues album the next day, you know, that kind of way.
It's time we had another song off your CD. Which one would you like to pick now, Des?
Let's have a listen to Got Myself a Gun.
Oh, yeah.
This is one of those songs that I wrote lyrics for.
Yeah.
And they sat in my notebook for many years. And I was actually with a different band at the time when I wrote them, and then one day with Whistle I pulled out the lyrics and I thought, I could actually do something with this.
This works for this one, yeah.
So it's a song about when I was a young kid, I was mad into cowboy movies.
Yeah.
Or westerns, if you want to call them that. So I loved that whole vibe and, you know, that western culture. I really liked that, and especially in most of the movies, there was a kind of a chase scene at the end where either the baddie or the goodie was getting chased. So I tried to incorporate that bit at the end of the song. You know, there was kind of a fast bit at the end of the song that's, you know, which we love doing live. People really get get into that picture.
Okay, we'll have a listen to it. Got myself a gun.
So I think it's time to go. Ride hard for Mexico. Saddle up my horse and hit the road.
Future for the band? Do you have plans, or do you just sort of drift on a bit from gig to gig?
Mostly we like going gig to gig. We are forever talking about recording a new album or a new CD or whatever.
Yes.
Never seems to happen. Getting six people into the one place at the same time for a week to do a recording seems to be difficult. We're hopeful that this year we'll at least get a couple of tracks recorded and get started on it, you know.
Yeah.
We've an awful lot of new songs written, and you know, other people's songs that we've learned that we'd like to, you know, get down on CD.
Yes.
Because the one you have there now, I think that's 2018. It's hard to believe.
Yes.
That's quite a while ago now. Yeah. So it would be nice to get a bit more down on.
You're like us. for our last CD, we just paid for it ourselves, bought the recording time and published it ourselves, just because we wanted to have something that represented what the band was doing. Now, 2017 was the last time we recorded anything, and we just had things we wanted to get down onto perpetuity, really.
Yeah. But it's also something good to have at gigs, which is, I know CDs are kind of old-fashioned for a lot of people, but you'd be amazed how many that we're still selling them, you know? Like we sell them, we're only selling them for €5, which is what, $7 or $8 New Zealand money, so it's not a big earner for us, but people love getting them, you know?
I love having a CD to hand out to people. I do my radio show off CDs because I read the covers, every word on the cover. I look at them. I study the photo. I just glean so much about the music off the covers, and that was always the way with the LPs. Remember, way back in the early days, Folkways came out with these paper inserts, and there was the whole book that was written, you know, that came with the CD, and I always read that avidly. So just downloading something from AirPlay Direct doesn't do it for me, I'm sorry.
No. Yeah. Same here. I'm not a Spotify person at all. I like to buy albums. So
yes.
I'm just looking in the press here, and I've a few hundred albums looking at me. I buy most of them online, you know, especially secondhand ones. You can pick up, you know, kind of older records that you just won't get in the shop.
Yeah.
I can see your one actually that you kindly signed for me is right at the front there, Carisbrook Cottage. You know, I picked that one up online in perfect nick. So
yeah.
You can't beat, it's hard to beat vinyl, really.
I used to get all my albums from County Sales, and they've just closed down. County Sales in Floyd, Virginia, and they've just closed down. So I think it's going to have to be getting them from the individual artists now to make sure that that I can still keep up with the people that I want to keep up with. Okay, Des, I think we're just about done. I'm delighted to have you on the show, but not as excited as I was when we came to the concert about 5 weeks ago. That was such good fun. We just loved
it. Enjoyed it,
I had every intention of interviewing you there, but it was going to be impossible because there was so much noise going on. been a thrill that you actually contacted me through Back Porch Bluegrass a year or so ago, and that we were able to reciprocate, and that was just such a real treat and one of the highlights of my trip to Ireland, which I love, travelling around Ireland. We had a wonderful time.
Yes.
Yeah. Best wishes to you and all the people in Whistle. Give them all a big hi from me. Say, tell Carl to make sure he drops the action on his banjo a little bit, but it probably suits his playing. And best wishes for the future. I hope you get a few more presidential gigs.
Yeah, I hope so. Yeah. Thanks very much, Paul. Great to talk to you again. It was great meeting you and Alison.
That's really cool. I've been talking with Dr. Des Walsh, the guitar player for the Dublin-based band Whistle, and talking about the music that they're playing and how I was so thrilled to be able to see them in a concert. So let's hear one more tune from them.
What have they done to the old home place? Why did they tear it down? And why did I leave the plow in the field and look for a job in the town? It's been 10 long years since I left my home in the holler where I was born, where the cool fall nights make the wood smoke rise and the fox hunter blows his horn. I fell in love with a girl from the town. I thought that she wouldn't be true. to Charlottesville and worked in a sawmill or two. What have they done to the old home place? Why did they tear it down? And why did I leave the plow in the field and look for a job in the town? Somebody else, the tariffs took all my pay, and here I stand where the old home stood before they took it away. Now the geese fly south and the cold wind blows as I stand here and hang my head. I lost my love and I've lost my home, and now I wish I was dead. What have they done to the old home place? Why did they tear it down? And why did I leave the plow in the field and look for a job in the town? What have they done to the old home place? Why did they tear it down? Why did I leave the plow in the field and look for a job in the town? And why did I leave the plow in the field and look for a job in the town?
Oh, that's the Irish band Whistle. And I hope you enjoyed the interview. Sorry for the little bit of quality drop-off there, but that's just the way with some phone interviews that we have. A little bit different, and you're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. And a lot of things are different in Back Porch Bluegrass, aren't they? I need to do a shout-out to all the people listening on podcast. Thank you very much for tuning into Back Porch Bluegrass. It's turning into be quite a popular show. We can get a certain number of logistics for the show, and it finds out that there's probably a couple of thousand people tuning into each episode of Back Porch Bluegrass, and I really appreciate you doing that, whether it's on Spotify or iHeartRadio or Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, maybe Podbean, or even directly from Free FM 89.0 in New Zealand. I just appreciate the fact that you tune in. Of course, a lot of you are listening on direct radio, access radio stations throughout New Zealand, throughout Canada, and Bluegrass Planet Radio in the USA, and the Southern Branch Bluegrass and Gospel Show. Thanks very much for tuning in on radio. I'm glad you're hearing Back Porch Bluegrass all over the world. Couple of things coming up. Morrinsville Country Music Concert this Friday night. If you're around the Waikato area, around Hamilton, Morrinsville, you might like to come along. I'm the spotlight guest artist, so I get to do three tunes, and of course I'm playing my banjo and getting to do some tunes that I think you might enjoy. If you can come along to that, we'll have a lot of fun. Back Porch Bluegrass, the jam session, is on the fourth Sunday of the month. That's always worth going to. Let's hear a little bit of music now. I think we might hear from David Grisman playing with what is basically the Nashville Bluegrass Band. This is way back in 1987. I think it was before the Nashville Bluegrass Band actually formed. And it's an old Stanley Brothers tune called If I Lose.
When I'm trying to win a dime, my baby's got money all the time. Mm-hmm.
around. With you here by my side, babe, a deal just can't go down. Now if I lose $100 while I'm trying to win a dime, my baby's got money all the time. If I lose $100 while I'm trying to win a dime, my baby's got money all the time.
Well, we've just about come to the end of Back Porch Bluegrass now. Thank you very much for tuning in. I hope you enjoyed the interview with Des and hearing about playing bluegrass music in other places. I'd like to take it out with Hamilton Kennelly and Keith McMillan on mandolin playing a tribute to Frank Wakefield, New Campdown Races. Tune in again next week if you can. Bye.
Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.